This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning to Rob Druitt. We're here for Summit Homes today. How are you, my boy?
Fabtabulous, I think would be a way to put it. Great day, beautiful. Just coming into the best time of year, I think. March, April, May. Gorgeous weather.
Yep.
And fabulous time to buy a property.
Yeah, well, as opposed to last week, which was also a fabulous
or rent a property.
Thank you to Hayden Groves, president of Rewa, for jumping into your chair last week, mate. Where were you?
This is always a good sport. I was over at Ballarat, actually, for the swap meet, the big swap meet at Ballarat, which is one of the biggest swap meets in the Southern Hemisphere. 2,500 stalls.
We have swap meets here. You didn't have to go to Ballarat.
No, but this is a real swap meet, serious swap meet. So, yeah, I collect petrol stuff, old signs and bowsers and so on, much to my wife's bane.
Do you?
So my garage is rather smelly here.
Goodness. Oh,
so it was great fun. We had a ball.
How many of those do you have?
Officially or unofficially? Officially 26, but
what?
Hopefully Karina's not listening.
So why choose? I mean, some people.
Well, as Peter just asked me, our learned guest here today, he said, "Are you getting therapy?" I said, "Yes, but it's not working."
No, obviously not.
You know, from the 50s and 60s, and even the old ones, gravity bowsers and so on, which go way back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Are any petrol in any of them?
There's certainly plenty of diesel in some of them, yes. Yeah. Yes, you have to clean them all out. They're a bit smelly and so on. So. Mm. Yeah, it's all good fun.
There's a hidden dark secret.
And porcelain signs and so on, yeah.
As you heard Rod and Sue mentioning during their gardening program this morning, the special guest to whom Rob was referring is the one and only Peter Munday from Strata Central. How are you, Pete?
Good morning. Fantastic, as usual.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence again today, my friend.
I could be humble.
Always spirited and in a good mood, aren't you, Peter?
Yeah, why not?
Which is amazing for a Strata expert, because Strata can be depressing for some people.
Good heavens, you need more therapy.
See, he loves it, and that's great. You have to be passionate about what you do.
Well, you've got to keep it light.
Yes.
I mean, there are tens of thousands of strata schemes out there where people are very happy and they have a great lifestyle, and it's like credit control. You only hear about the bad ones. There's a vast majority of people out there very happy with strata titles, whether it's commercial, residential, industrial, hobby farms, tree paint, plantations, hotels. They're all good stuff.
Now, today, we have $100 cash available from New Generation Homes. They're, of course, part of the Summit Group, as you know. You can visit New Generation Homes, that's all the one word, .com.au. And so, Pete, maybe someone who calls you about a strata inquiry, maybe someone who calls you, Rob, about a general property inquiry will win today. But you've got to be in it to win it. 9221882.
Well, if they've got a garage full of old petrol bowsers and signs, they can ring.
I'm really sorry we're not doing buy, swap and sell anymore.
I know, I'd be into that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could get you a whole heap more.
Yeah. Hey, he's got a set of jousting sticks. How much? Was it $50?
I'm
telling
almost,
he's dreaming.
I can almost guarantee, knowing the listeners of this, our lovely listeners who tune into this radio station, that by the end of the show there'll be at least one or two people have got old petrol bowsers for you.
Or signs or stuff. I want to clear out the garage. I want a bit of cash. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be interested.
9221882. Buy, swap and sell at your disposal thanks to New Generation.
Well, we are talking property here, so we need to get back on train.
And Trevor's very quickly off the mark from Hilton. G'day, Trev.
Good morning, gents. How are you all?
We're terrific.
That's
good. Trevor. How can we help you?
My niece has got a $50,000 deposit for a home, and she's looking to see if there's any new estates going around south of the river around Hamley Hill, Spearwood, Munster, and she can only afford around about $450,000.
Yep, for a house and land package? Gee, I think she would be right. I can't think of it specifically at the moment, but I know there's a lot of land subdivision happening down through that, certainly down through the area, through there, the southern part of Perth, in that sort of Munster area and Hammond Park. And $450,000, you probably almost stretch into that for a new house and land package, because the land now has come back. I think it was selling sort of around the $250,000 for blocks, and I think they're down $220,000, $200,000 now. So you should be able to get a house and land package in that range. I'd be looking, the major papers, both the West and the Sunday Times, have the new homes guide in both of those papers, and they have, there's a lot of advertisements in there from home builders, and I'm sure you could talk to Summit Homes, of course. I'm sure they've got plenty of packages available through the area down through there straight away.
Good on you, gentlemen. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Yeah, good on you, Trevor. Thank you for your call. We'll go to Guildford now. Hello, Laura.
Hello. I'm actually not in Guildford. I live in Ellenbrook. I was driving through Guildford.
Okay. That's all right.
I rent in Ellenbrook, and we're paying $450 at the moment for a 4x2.
Right. How long have you been in that property, Laura?
We've been in it for just over 18 months.
Okay, yes.
And we're looking at the property prices, and we want to know, do you think they're coming down so much, and we can get a newer, lighter, brighter house for a lot less?
Now, we're talking about rental prices, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, and that was the reason for my question, how long you've been in the property, because in the last 18 months, rents have come down. So, yes. When your lease gets close to expiring, is that fairly soon?
It's actually just expired, and they're asking us what we want to do.
Okay. I probably should have asked you a little bit earlier than that.
We want to stay and we want to pay less, is the answer.
Yeah, you could renegotiate, as a lot of people are.
We have asked and asked, and we're the only tenants who haven't trashed the place. They actually had to pull up all the carpets and things before we went in. And, you know, we've treated them very well, but they're refusing to budge on price.
Then you might look at your other options, and the options out there are very good for tenants at the moment, with over 10,000 rental properties, and certainly plenty in Ellenbrook for rental. And if you get out and have a bit of a look, agents, we've gone to 7 days a week, home opens Sundays, do what you need to do to get the properties let. So we're making it easier for people to get through properties, and you'll find that too with the rural agents in Ellenbrook. There'll be a big selection there. I'd get out and have a look around, and yep, there's some moving costs, but I think you'll find you'll be able to get a better rental and a better property, and you know, lock that in for 12 months or 2 years, and you'll be doing well.
Rewa.com. Yeah.
Go on to Rewa.com, as Peter says here. Yep, Rewa.com, and you'll see all the rentals there.
Well, it's great. A lot of the places are doing private viewings now too, because they can't let them fast enough.
Well, that's right. Tenants are very, very, very important people, I must say, at the moment. So we need to look after them. So you'll be able to find yourself a good property. Yeah, and look, it's a very good message, though, Laura, to landlords out there. It's worth negotiating. How much would you be happy with a $20-$25 reduction in rent?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go. Now, for the landlord, $25 a week, they might have a vacancy for 4 weeks now, which will be about $1,600 plus. And you work that out at $20 a week, that would be $25 a week. That would be far better to keep you, a good tenant, in the property and release it for 12 months. Mm.
They've actually told us they're putting their rent up.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, look, that's okay. They're just keen not to let the property. That's all right. They'd like it to be vacant.
Yeah.
It's not a property that I would say is in brilliant condition. I mean, we can get brand new houses for 4/10 at the moment.
I would have thought so. So they'll find out the hard way, unfortunately. And are they renting privately or through an agent?
Agent. They want us to pay for or not.
Okay, that's unusual, because the agent would normally be saying to them, hey, look, guys, this is where the market is. Yeah. Look, good luck out there, Laura. I'm sure you'll be able to do very well by finding another property.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Laura. Problem is, of course, Peter and Rob, it's all very well, and I see where you're coming from, but you say goodbye, and you, at the end of the lease, you say you're moving on. Then you've got all your – how long since you've used a removalist?
Yes, expensive. That's right.
Very
the move
expensive.
Costs are expensive.
Yeah. Then you've got to negotiate to get your full bond back on the property that you're in. Then you've got to take out another bond. I mean, you're in for hundreds
it's
and
a
hundreds.
Hassle. Yeah. It's a hassle. But I guess landlords need to weigh that up and not play that card too hard with their tenants, because, you know, if the tenants are able to get a rent at $50, $25, in some cases $100, depending on the price range, less per week and a better home, they'll make that move.
Yeah. Having helped a relative move fairly recently, Deegan Removals will be starting up soon, I reckon. We're on the wrong game.
And mine.
Yeah.
I've told you before what God stands for.
What?
Good old dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking.
Finance,
yeah,
movable costs,
right.
Trailer to move stuff.
Yeah. I'm thinking of registering myself as either a credit union or a bank. We'll see what happens. Anyway, enough of that. Frank of Belmont. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Harvey. This relates to a call last week where a lady rang up and said that she had a property in a block of 20 units or whatever, and one of the owners had gone overseas and wasn't paying her levies.
Mm.
That she was advised by lawyers, or they were advised by lawyers, that you couldn't do anything about it until she came back. That's not actually correct. We had the same situation. Lawyers said, told us the same thing. I said, oh, this can't really be right. I said, why don't we just turn the water off? And I sent I sent an email to
send the dogs out.
Sorry?
Send the dogs as well. No, fair enough.
I sent an email to our strata company, and they got another legal opinion. And he said, no, I don't really like that idea, but by the way, we can sell her up. And they did. We got all our money, plus fees, plus interest.
Well, Peter's nodding his head to you, saying, yep.
Well, regrettably, with lawyers, it's a bit like electricians, plumbers, or anyone else.
You get
those that know and those that don't know, but bull dust. The Strata
right.
Titles Act, which governs every strata scheme in the state, is very specific about the fact that the strata company can take action to recover levies. There is no contest. You charge 15% per annum interest, and you take action through a court of competent jurisdiction. Send them a nice letter, send them a sharp letter, send them a summons.
Well, why would they say they have to come back to Australia? Why would they go down that path?
I think the idea was that you couldn't serve a notice on it. And actually, the guys on the program last week said, yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. There was about three of them.
Well, off air, I'll give you the name of some lawyers who know what they're doing.
Well, in fact, I've got one because we've done it. It was just for the purposes of letting other people out there know that it certainly can be done.
Look, Frank, I had a case, shall I just briefly mention? A bloke apparently disappeared down a mine shaft in Kalgoorlie and hadn't paid his levies or electricity, water, gas. Sent the letters to the address, blah, 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 served the summons or got the bailiff involved, issued public notices and auctioned the unit on site. So you definitely do not need a living human to action all that.
Yeah, good.
It's good advice. Right. Thanks, Frank. It's a very good question.
You've obviously got legal someone of a good legal mind. If not, Paul Donovan at MDS Legal, we would highly recommend. And Peter's got some more for you if you need it. Just get back to us after the show.
And well done, Frank.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
All righty. 922-118-882. Brisk start to the show. Might have something to do with Peter being in the chair. Could be. Give us a call. 922-118-882 is the number to call. Now, the all-important doubles match is underway at Kooyong in Melbourne between the USA and Australia. Leighton Hewitt making a comeback, last-minute inclusion, replacing Sam Groth in the doubles. He's paired with John Peers, and they're taking on the very formidable Bryan brothers, Bob and Mike from the United States. Game's going with serve at the present time, 2-1 in favour of the US.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Gary Adsett from the morning program, and next week we're giving you the chance to see the spectacular Titanic, the exhibition. So be listening for our Gazump quiz, and you could be one of the lucky last to see Titanic.
Mornings with Gary Adsett. Weekdays from 8:30 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
When making decisions about the car you drive, the food you eat or the hotel you book, reputation and trust are everything. So when seeking business advice, it makes sense to work with an expert that follows a strict code of ethics. Chartered accountants are part of an internationally recognised network of 115,000 professionals who maintain the highest standards and help businesses build successful and sustainable futures. The art of prosperity lies in good business. Choose a chartered accountant.
Something big is happening at Crown. It's Mega March. Have a mega long weekend with a chance to share in $16,000 on Monday, March 7. To enter, dine or play and be at the draws every hour from 1 till 8 p.m. There's $2,000 up for grabs at every draw. Plus great value dining and free live entertainment all long weekend. Make Crown your destination this March. Conditions apply. Visit crownperth.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
When the going gets tough, the tough get healthy. At Chemist Warehouse, save with big brand vitamins at half price, like Nature's Own Triple Concentrated Fish Oil 90s for $15.75, plus Nature's Own Glucosamine 1500 with Chondroitin 180 tabs, exclusive just $24.99. Keep good going in 2016 with big brand vitamins at half price. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
King huge home appliance sellout on now at Harvey Norman. All categories, big brands, huge range, all on sale for 3 days only. Fridges, washers, cooking, dishwashers, vacuums, toasters, kettles, coffee machines, juicers, blenders, mixers, irons, air conditioners, fans and more. Act now, save now. This is your chance to do an unbelievable deal at Harvey Norman. All home appliances, big brands, huge range, all on sale. Whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity. Available in store and online. Huge home appliance sellout must end this weekend at Harvey Norman.
Are you over 50? Are you getting the insurance discounts you deserve? A 50 Up Club survey has found the average customer aged over 50 pays more than $2,000 a year on car and home insurance premiums. But what if you could lobby together with 40,000 other over 50s for an exclusive discounted offer? That's right. Over 40,000 people like you have joined 50 Up Club's latest campaign, representing an estimated $80 million in annual premiums for insurers who want to make a special offer. 50 Ups are the insurance industry's best customers. In fact, the survey found one in three people have never even made a claim on their car or home insurance. So get on board at 50upclub.com. It's free to join. Do it now. 50upclub.com.
My computer and my internet were getting slower and slower.
So he called Gigs2U, and I fixed his computer and improved his Wi-Fi.
Now my downloads have never been faster.
Go to gigs2u.com.au or call 1-300-GIGS2U. You.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Yes, 9221882 is the number to call. And you might win $100 every possible chance of that happening, thanks to newgenerationhomes.com.au, part, of course, of the Summit Homes Group. And there's been a break of serve in the Davis Cup action, and the Bryan brothers have taken a 3-1 lead in the first set over Leighton Hewitt and John Pearce of Australia. Let's go back to the phones, gents, and we go to Diane of Bankshire Grove. G'day, Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hello. I was just wondering if anyone's gone through the same situation that me and my partner have gone through. We've had a, we've paid cash for the home that we've moved into in Banksia Grove.
Right.
We came out and had a look at the inspection and said, you know, the lass was here with us to go through things. She said, I'm in a bit of a hurry, but I've written down everything that I've seen. Anyway, we had a look at the electricity and the front door wasn't locking properly, the latch and so forth. So, and in the interim, she said, anything, you've got a claim within 6 months of moving into the home. So we said, okay then.
It was a brand new home, Diane.
Brand new, yeah.
Yep.
So with that, that was fine. So they sent people out to fix the lock and so forth. There was a lock on two doors, I think, and so forth. Anyway, they sent an email to say that had been done. Were we happy to go ahead? Which we didn't come out, our big mistake, to have a look. So when we got into the home, the front door was working, but the latch to the kitchen garage area wasn't working. So I've rung them back and said, you know, it's my belief that, you know, something's happened here because the lock on the garage to the kitchen was working and now it's not working. I said, can you tell me why? She said, oh, well, I said, what I would say, they've changed the locks over. And she said, oh, yes, they did. I said, but the lock is not working now on the garage to the kitchen. Oh, well, we'll have to send out a form and get that fixed. So I then checked the other doors, and the door from the laundry to the outside is not working. So to cut the story short, they've come out and repaired.
Good on you.
Oh,
yes.
I tell you, this could go on.
We've got a lot of doors to go through here, don't we? To get to the end of this story with a question at the end.
It cannot go on forever. We've got lots of people waiting.
Sorry, but anyway, they fixed the door after we've had to put in forms and wait for it. And the door to the laundry, well, we have to wait now to see if they're going to fix that. And in the interim, they say our 6 months is up because the house has been built and it's over 6 months since the house has been up.
But you reported the
Reported it prior. So, look, you move into a property, there is a maintenance period and a warranty period with a brand new home. So I'd just be pressing them on that it was something that was notified at the time of moving into the home and it needs to be fixed. You're on good ground there.
You are quite sound ground, no doubt about it.
Make sure it's in writing.
Yeah, thank you, Diane. Good advice there, Pete. Dale of Armadale. Hello, Dale.
Hello there. I've got two questions for you from the lady just spoke just recently. We've had a problem with the shower area, and now it's 7 years old now, I believe. At the building, people have virtually told me to speak to the builder, and the builder has gone bankrupt about 3 years ago anyway, and so therefore, bad luck, you've got to do it yourself. And the second thing I want to ask is, who's got the better bet of in surveyed strata or a strata?
A built strata or survey strata?
Survey strata.
Yep. Yep, they're quite different and both have their benefits. I'll hand over to Peter.
Did you have a specific question about that?
Yes, well, it was surveyed strata originally, and as the short number of years went by, we had a good strata manager said, what happens if the place burns down next door and they're not insured, so they used the status quo and made people nervous and therefore had a change from surveyed strata to a...
To build strata. That's unusual, isn't it, Peter?
Strata. That means it's covered by insurance where you pay, say, $500 surveyed strata, you only pay $200 per person.
Common insurance, strata. Yes, instead of being insured separately, which you often have with survey strata.
Well, most things are cheaper by the dozen. And
and the thing is, that means you're virtually tied to the same price for all the units, apart from the extras they have in, where the survey strata, you can say, look, I can X amount of dollars or that X amount of dollars.
Yep. Well, you're in a situation, and that's what it is. Have you talked to your strata manager to get a bit more information if you need it?
Well, I know what it is. They did say you didn't have to have 100%. It's gone by now, but 100% hands up. It only needed part.
But anyway, it's all over Red Rover, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just shows
you. Sort of stuck with it, I think, is what Peter's saying. But it is a little unusual to go back that way. Quite often people go the other way. But I suppose, looking at it on a positive side, you have common insurance. The strata company's responsible for the insurance, aren't they, to make sure it's fully insured.
Right, yeah.
If the building next door burns down, it'll be covered by the insurance.
Yeah, but there's something I never came across years ago, but I thought if you have a surveyed strata, that means it makes it very attractive. But when it goes to strata, it just seems to be like you... strata and that's it.
Well, look, there's benefits both ways, actually, which we can't go into detail now. But anyway, well, look, good luck with all that.
Thank you very much.
Cheerio, mate. Thank you very much, Dale. We'll move to Forestfield. Ian. Hello, Ian.
Morning, guys. Got a question about how long for agents to hold rental money before they pass on to a landlord?
Normal period is that they pay out at the end of each month, so it could be up to 30 days. So, you know, if a tenant paid, let's say they paid on the 31st of the month, they'd already run the end of month off, and they do it at the end of each month, then that rental money would be held in trust and paid at the end of the following month when they do their rental runoff again. But you can always ask if you need money. You could always ring your property manager, and that's not uncommon, and say, hey, look, I need some funds to pay the mortgage. Can I get an individual payout earlier? You can always ask your agent to do that. I mean, they probably don't like it done every month, but I'm sure on special occasions they do it for you.
Because I'm a tenant, and I know my landlord is running through the agent, and he's been saying that he's only getting paid, he's only been paid a couple of times since we've been in.
Well, anyway.
Well, as long as you're paying your rent and you're up to date, you're okay. That's really a matter for the landlord to take up. Shouldn't be taking it up with you. Should be taking it up with his managing agent.
I'm a I'm a friend of the landlord.
Oh, so I gotcha. Yeah. He should be taking that up with the real estate agent and seeing the reason for that. And look, there might be a lot of reasons for that. There might be a whole lot of costs that he's had to pay, rates, land tax, you know, letting fees, all sorts of things. And that might be the reason that the money hasn't come through, because he had to pay all those accounts. So there's often more to it.
So normally the standard is monthly, is it?
Sorry, what was that again, Ian?
The standard payment rate is monthly from agents to landlords.
Generally, that's right. Generally monthly. Some agents will do it twice monthly, but generally here in Western Australia, it'll be at the end of each month. But you may not get a payout at the end of the month if you've got a whole lot of expenses that have been paid.
Shire rates,
water rates, and yeah, maintenance and so on. So that might be the reason.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, let him know and get him to talk to his managing agent. They'll be able to explain it as well.
That's good, right. Ian. Good on you. Thank you. We'll go to Claude now of Greenwood. And just before we do, we're just having some information sent through to us in regards to a motor vehicle accident. It's a major one, apparently, heading west on Reed Highway at the intersection near Beachborough Road, yeah, all right. So somewhere there on Reed Highway at the intersection of near Beachborough Road there. Yeah, we know the one. Okay, so obviously avoid that area if you possibly can. Claude of Greenwood. G'day, Claude.
Yeah, good morning, Harvey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm looking at an apartment in Rivervale, the Arbor North, near the Grand Farmer Freeway.
Yep.
And
there's a few being built there, isn't there?
Does it look good?
I was quoted about $500 to $600 a month for strata. My question is, can they put it up after 1 year or 2 years? Is there a limit, or is it up to the owners?
It's up to the owners, Claude. When you say they, you mean the strata managers?
Yeah, what it was, I had a look last Sunday week, and there's another guy that wanted to buy for investment, and he's just down the road. And as soon as he went into his property, they put it up. He pays $17.50 a quarter.
Yeah. Look, the amount of levies that you pay, and at least he's down the road, not round the bend, the amount of levies that you pay should be determined at each annual general meeting of the strata company, so that the decision making regarding how much money is contributed is up to all the owners, and it's a simple majority vote at the AGM. And what normally happens, Claude, is that the budget's put together. What are your insurances and water for common and common electricity, lawns, gardens, all the expenses for the common property lined up. You might have a pool. If there's a pool, that always winds things. I've got a lift, that'll wind it up a bit. So add up all the expenses. They look at what the total is and work out what the levies are going to be. And normally the levies are there to cover the costs.
Yep.
So if you're looking at buying in, my suggestion is obtain from the seller authority to inspect the records and go and have a look at the financial records of the strata company. You have a right to do that before you buy, and I think it's very, very wise to do so.
Okay, then.
Yeah. All right. Well, good on you, Claude. Just, yeah. Very, very good question, and take the rest of the day off, young fella.
Thank you, Claude. Coming up to 26 to 10, Sports World with... today, Peter Vlahos, Kim Hagdorn and Luke McFarlane after the 10 o'clock news. More of your calls now, though, on 9221882.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Sunday, March 20, the aquatic battle returns to Claysbrook Cove, Victoria Gardens, East Perth. The Rotary Club of Harrison presents the Duck Derby for Telethon.
Adopt your ducks for $10 each at duckderby.com.au, and you can win a share of $10,000 in prizes while helping the kids at the same time. Join all the fun and cheer on your ducks.
The Claysbrook Carnival and Duck Derby, Sunday, March 20. Part proceeds to Telethon. Supported by 6PR.
This Labor Day long weekend, the Rotary Club of North Perth celebrates 28 years of the Hyde Park Fair. Held in the stunning backdrop of Hyde Park, there's a mix of arts, crafts, market stalls, food, rides, gardening and environmental exhibitions, a farmer's market, wine, craft beer and entertainment. A great family day out. Entry is free. The Hyde Park Community Fair this Sunday and Monday. Corner Vincent and William Streets, North Perth. Go to hydeparkfair.com.au for more information.
Avoid the car buying hassle by dealing with John Hughes in Victoria Park. I always have a huge range of new, demo and pre-owned vehicles, all perfectly presented by friendly, non-pushy salespeople. So you can, in the one location, take your time to choose whatever type of vehicle that will suit you, with professional advice and first-class service, together with my renowned after-sales backup. So choose your dealer before you choose your car. That's John Hughes in Victoria Park, your car buying destination.
At Paint Away, it's about the pain. The whole pain and nothing but the pain. It's now easier to use Paint Away when you're on the go with the new Paint Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion. It doesn't matter where you are, at the beach, the golf course, the bowling green, even on holidays, everyday Australians to elite professional athletes are now using our easy-to-apply Paint Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion.
Paint Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion is available in all leading pharmacies.
It's pain relief for when you're on the go.
Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
Tony Earle Fresh Food Market is bringing farm fresh produce to you with the best selection of fresh fruit and veg, like freshly picked sweet pineapples, $2.99 each, butternut pumpkins, $1.29 a kilo, sweet white seedless grapes, $4.99 a kilo, new season Bartlett pears, $1.99 a kilo, and crisp and crunchy Granny Smith apples, $1.99 a kilo. Some items pre-packed, prices may vary. Tony Owl Fresh Food Market, open 8 to 6, 7 days a week, 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
Right now at Masters, get a Stanley Fat Max Circular Saw, yours for an unbelievable $59. Yes, you heard right, just $59. That's half price. A powerful 1600 watts with a 190 millimeter blade, this versatile saw includes a quick adjusting depth cutting lever, a 24 tooth TCT blade, and it comes with a hard carry case. A Stanley Fatmax circular saw, half price at just $59. Get in quick before they're gone, only at Masters.
Hey there, listener. I see you, all safe, caring and responsible. Just the kind of person we need driving for Chauffeur, Perth's newest on-demand transport that'll treat the people of Perth right. And will treat you right too. You can run your own tax-compliant business with technology and alarms that protect you and your passenger. All the things that help you stand out from the competition and earn a great income. Contact us via chauffeur.com.au. That's chauffeur.com.au.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
And you'll be talking to either Rob Druitt or you might be talking to Peter Munday from Strata Central. He, of course, is our Strata expert that who comes in every so often, thank goodness, and gets the phones going crazy. Okay, first set has gone to the Americans in the doubles in the Davis Cup first round match between America and Australia. We've just joined in Leighton Hewitt, last minute inclusion in the Australian doubles, teaming up with John Pearce, but the Bryan brothers, Bob and Mike, took the first set 6-3. The tie stands at one rubber all, as you probably know. Let's go to Mary of Thornley. G'day, Mary.
Good morning, Rod, Harvey and Peter.
Good morning.
Yes, morning. I've just got a question. We're on a strata title block, and there's only two units on the block. We don't pay any kind of fees or charges.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a bit of an issue. The people in front of me are renting, and they've nicked off for the weekend, and they've left their trailer. It's within their boundary. Is there anything I could do about it under the Strata Title Act?
What about their boundary or about their trailer?
About the trailer.
Oh, but if it's on their
property... What's it obstructing?
Well, if it's on their property, what's the issue, Mary?
It's just because I look out my window, that's all I can see is this great big trailer.
Oh, you don't like the look of it?
Pardon?
You don't like the look of it, is that it?
Mm. Yeah, it obstructs my view.
Your view of what?
Well, look, if it's on their property and it's not causing a problem other than to your eyes, then there's probably nothing you can do about it if it's on their property.
Except have a nice chat to them when they come back.
I was just going to say, in a neighbourly sort of way, when they get back for the weekend, go and knock on the door and say, excuse me, but that was visual pollution as far as I'm concerned, or nicely and diplomatically, and just ask them not do it again.
Yeah,
take them some scones or something.
No, my husband has been and asked them to move it and park it around the front of their unit, but they just you know, blankly say no. They're not.
I'm sure they probably don't want to, because it's probably quite convenient for them to park it there.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing, I presume, in the strata rules to prevent them from parking it there.
If it's on their own private property and they're being truculent with you, then there's probably nothing much you can do.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much.
Sorry, Mary.
Yeah, sorry about that, Mary, but that's showbiz. Yep. Carol of Manning. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question about a residential strata property. Right. There are three units on it. Right. I was wanted to check the zoning, but I had been told previously that the there was no zoning on the property. And I thought, well, that didn't sound right. And I've checked myself
online.
Must
be some zoning.
Online.
Something.
That's right. it was originally... you could build three units on it. I believe the zoning changed over the years and you could only do two.
Yep.
But something cropped up in recent years and one of the neighbours said there is no zoning on the property anymore. And as I understood it, the only reason there would be no zoning is if it was a vacant lot, which it hasn't been.
Well, there'll always be an overriding. Yeah, there'll always be an overriding zoning scheme for every property to know whether it's single residential or duplex or triplex.
Well, unless you're in the back blocks of Coolin or somewhere.
Well, no. Even then, it'll be rural zoning.
Yeah.
So you should be able to certainly find out from your local shire. If you ring them, they will be able to tell you exactly what the zoning is. What difference does it make for you? Because if it's fully developed, why were you wanting to know what the zoning was?
Well, just always wondering what the situation was, the fact that there are three units on it currently, but at least at one stage it had changed to being only two.
Well, one's going to have to go, aren't they? You're going to have to make a decision?
Well, they're all owned separately.
Just joking. Of course, it stays that way. And it's not uncommon that areas are de-zoned and up-zoned, and once you've got three existing properties there, it's fully complying. And under, I think it's called the omnibus rule, isn't it? You could actually rebuild three, provided you put an application in.
Depends on the city. You'd be the city of South Perth, Carol.
No, it's actually City of Canning where the property is.
Okay.
Right, okay.
And because that's been the trouble, because the City of Canning hasn't basically been operating for several years, it's been hopeless to try and find out things in past. But I just wondered, actually, whether it might be a case of officially it would normally be zoned for three, but for two, but because we've got three, maybe that's why they don't put anything on it. But it just seemed an odd idea to me.
No, it'll still be overriding zoning will be for two, but, of course, there's three existing properties there, which is fine.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Carol. We've got a lot of calls. We need to move on. Tim of Rockingham. Hi, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Thank you. Tim.
I recently bought a home that I'm going to be using as an investment property. Are you able to tell me? I found out this morning when I've entered the property for the first time as the new owner that the dishwashing cavity in the kitchen has all set up for pipes and things like that,
yep.
But it doesn't have a PowerPoint. As well as in one of the bedrooms, it has an antenna plug but no PowerPoint. Mm. Am I required as a landlord to ensure that because there's an existing facility there, for example, a dishwasher, do I need to ensure that it can be operational?
Is the property brand new?
No, it's probably mid-80s.
Oh, mid-80s, okay, so it's quite old. All right, well, you can rent the property, even though you've got a space there for a dishwasher, you can certainly rent it without a dishwasher, but if there is a dishwasher there, then it would be fair for, unless you specifically stated on the lease, that it is functioning and working, in which case you'll need to put a PowerPoint in.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a dishwasher there, or is it just a space for it, where they'll put the bin?
No, there's not. There's a space, and there's all the pipe, you know,
that's okay.
Pipe where it's been
that's
done,
all right. You don't have to. It's up to you. Okay. You don't have to provide a dishwasher. That's fine. But certainly with TV reception, I'd be putting a PowerPoint in because it certainly makes sense. You know, otherwise, what'll happen is they'll move into the property, and the first thing they'll say is, hey, there's no PowerPoint here to use it. Yeah. So you've got to make the house functional.
Good on you. Thank you, Tim. Vic is next from Willerton. Hi, Vic.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
My wife and I, wanting to downsize, bought off the plan 2 years ago an apartment in the Burswood area.
Oh, yes.
And they had some slow sales, but they finally got the number of apartments to proceed, and a builder was nominated earlier this year. We received an email mid-January and announcing that they were having a financial review, and it was going to be held on the 15th of February. nearly a month's passed, and I've sent a number of emails and got no replies. Our deposit's been held by Stables in a trust account.
Yep.
Where do we proceed? Where do we go? The legal annual?
Do you want to proceed with the purchase, or do you want to be out of it?
Oh, we'd love to proceed with it, but we're getting no feedback.
You just like them to actually get on and build it. Sounds like, because they haven't started, have they?
No.
Yeah. Obviously the issue. And look, the market has changed somewhat for a number of factors. First of all, the property market has slowed, pre-sales have slowed, finance has tightened, and the banks are requiring require a certain number of units to be sold to provide finance. Now, that might be the issue. I'm only speculating, but that might be the issue. And if they don't get finance, they can't proceed with the project. And that leaves you in a position where, you know, you've got your deposit tied up and you're wondering what's going on. Ultimately, it might be a benefit for you because property prices have come back a bit. You might find you're able to buy something else for better value. Look, you may need to seek legal advice. It depends on your contract. The contracts generally do give a lot of time and leeway to the developers, so you are sort of tied in there. You need to find out exactly what that time period is, and then I would be pressing them to get some news on what is actually happening so you can make a decision. But the first thing would probably be to get good legal advice to know how you stand with the contract.
There you go. All right. Peter?
Well, there's one other thing I was going to mention, and that is, Vic, have a look at your sales contract. Because there's a clause in the Strata Titles Act that says unless the contract specifies the time frame in which the strata plan will be registered, then the default clause is 6 months. And unless your contract actually specifies that not only will it be built, the strata plan will be registered and the strata titles issued, unless there's a time clause in your contract, then that is an immediate ground for voidance of the contract. So you might be able to use that as a bit of a lever if you want to actually get out of the contract for number one, or have it renegotiated.
There you go. Good on you. Great advice. And thank you for your call, Vic. Maybe have time for one more call, 9221882, and be in the running for $100 cash. Thanks to New Generation Homes, newgenerationhomes.com.au, a division of the Summit Homes Group.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Hi, it's Chris Elsley. Here's some highlights from Perth tonight.
In Australia, are we actually allowed to burn a flag?
No law in this country specifically prohibits burning the flag.
Where's the bank today? And they said I can no longer pay cash over the counter.
They can't take cash as a payment for a credit card in a bank.
In the future, yes.
Coming up, Ben Ailes will talk technology. Carolee Katzenbarnes with her regular segment. We've got a brain fitness doctor, Dave Hilliard from Consumer Protection, and some Navy history.
Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley. Weeknights from 8 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
See a cold or flu coming? See that you pick up Healthy Care Vitamin C from Chemist Warehouse. See how it may reduce the frequency, severity and durations of symptoms. See how it's Australian made. And see its great price. Healthy Care Vitamin C 500mg chewable 500 tabs is only $19.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
In the Weekend West.
The spot for leopards. Travel editor Stephen Schofield goes on safari in Zambia and is mesmerised by the wildlife of the savannah. Dame Maggie Smith, the star of the Harry Potter films, tells 7 Days that she's not nearly as cranky as the characters she's become famous for playing.
Also in the Weekend West.
Find your dream block in the Land Report, and West Weekend magazine celebrates International Women's Day.
Only in the Weekend West. Harvey Norman, helping our Aussie Paralympians get to Rio 2016. For a limited time, in-store or online, add $1 or more to your purchase. 100% of the money raised goes to the Australian Paralympic Foundation. Donations of $2 or more are tax-deductible. Shop at Harvey Norman and help our Aussie Paralympians go for gold at Rio this September. Fundraising Parathon on Weekend Sunrise this Saturday from 7 a.m. Harvey Norman, helping our Aussie Paralympians get to Rio 2016. Add $1 or more to your purchase ends Saturday.
This is John Hughes. I'm advertising my car dealership in Victoria Park as a car buying destination. Why? Because in the one location you can inspect and select from 7 different new car franchises and over 60 different models of new vehicles, and also a complete range of over 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, all with just one stop. So save time and avoid the hassle of shopping around by choosing your dealer before you choose your car. That's John Hughes in Victoria Park, your car buying destination.
Our elderly loved ones can be so vulnerable while living home alone. That's why I purchased a Care Alert smart dialer for my mum. It gives me and my family peace of mind knowing that if she did have a sudden accident or an illness, all she has to do is press the emergency button on her pendant and the Care Alert can notify up to five people, letting them know she needs help. I've even programmed 000 into it and there are no monitoring fees ever. Visit carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
When making decisions about the car you drive, the food you eat, or the hotel you book, reputation and trust are everything. So when seeking business advice, it makes sense to work with an expert that follows a strict code of ethics. Chartered accountants are part of an internationally recognised network of 115,000 professionals who maintain the highest standards and help businesses build successful and sustainable futures. The art of prosperity lies in good business. Choose a chartered accountant.
Selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
All righty, and we are fast running out of time. Coming up just after the 10 o'clock news will be Sports World. Today, it's an all-new look Sports World. The A-team is in business today, folks. Peter Vlahos, Kim Hagdorn and Luke McFarlane. G'day, Peter.
Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Good, mate.
You're looking fantastic. Boys, good morning to you.
Yeah,
we've got Luke McFarlane. He's making his debut, the former Dockers star defender. He's making his debut on 6PR this morning. He'll be joining, as you mentioned, myself and also Kim Agnon. We're speaking to the Dockers CEO, Steve Rossich, on the program today to talk about Ross Lyon's extended contract and where the other players are, Nat Fyfe, and what the business strategy is now that they've locked away the coach long-term. And also Brady Rawlings, the West Coast Eagles assistant coach, is going to join us. They've been a bit lukewarm in the NAB Challenge, the Eagles, and we're going to ask him about how they're tracking as well. So a couple of the big names, and also we'll focus on the Wildcats' performance last night, and we've got two tickets to go to the big decider. Ooh, game three tomorrow of the grand final series, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I discovered that stubbies don't bounce off television screens yesterday. Four shots at goal, mate.
I know.
Four layups. Oh,
they lost their way in the last couple
did,
of minutes.
Didn't they? Yeah, never mind. They'll bounce back. And someone said last night, conspiracy theory, it makes for a bigger gate now because there's a third and deciding match.
It's a huge one tomorrow. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Good on you. Thanks, Pete. All right, now, we are out of time, but Pete, I do have a text from Sam. Hi, Pete. I have an investment unit in an 18-unit strata complex. I'm on the Council of Owners. Since mid-last year, strata manager advises several owners are in arrears with strata fees. He's written and phoned them to no avail. What can be done to recover amounts, some as high as, well, $5,000?
Oh. Good earnings for the strata company coming up. First thing the strata manager needs to do is charge them 15% per annum interest on all outstandings. And then if he's written a nice letter, then he sends a sharp letter. And then he goes for a summons each of them. And if they don't respond to the summons, they will respond to the summons with sob stories. Don't buckle to sob stories. The strata company is not a lending institution. Go see your bank manager. And so after the summons, then you go for a property sale and seizure order. They'll go and rip the cars out from underneath them.
And send in the troops.
Out goes the bailiff. And you can go so far as having the units auctioned on site. The strata company will get its money. It's not a case of if, but when. Don't use debt collection agencies. Use legal procedure. And the Strata Titles Act says the strata company has the right to take action in any court of competent jurisdiction. So there's a very clear process to follow. You just need to follow it. And my suggestion is, as a member of the Strata Council, you push for that proper procedure to be followed.
Yeah, very, very good indeed. Hokey dokey.
Comprehensive advice.
In the doubles in the Davis Cup, as we mentioned, the Americans took the first set 6-3 over the Aussies. In the second set, games going with serve. Australia leading 3-2. The Americans serving to square it up at 3-3. All right, boys, you got a decision to make.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.